Andy, when I look at your power play recently, one thing that stands out is you haven't had as many chances. There's been a lot of two chances per game. But in general, in these last five, have you felt you need this to get a little more movement out of it, or what stands out?
Yeah, you know, I think the, again, when we got out of our little funk before, it was, you know, finding a lane to get there, staying active. Entries have been a little bit hot and cold. Like, you know, one game I think we were 82%, which was great, but it's converting that into some type of opportunity. So I think movement sometimes is good. Finding that next play, I think, has been more important when I've looked at some of the power plays. We've had the play there but haven't connected.
I heard you this morning talk about the quality of shot that you'd like to see your team take. Has lately, like, some of the shots, they almost like turnovers because they're taken from a place where the goaltender can easily make a save and then the other team comes out the other way?
Not so much at it. You know, I'm looking at some of the plays where we're taking a shot where there's just a better play. Not about what happened after that shot. It's usually, you know, we've had a few shots where we've shot off, let's just say we've shot off the dot, where we've had guys going backdoor, or we've had a backdoor presence with a guy available, that a better shot would be, you know, putting it in there. And, you know, I referenced kind of that Ranger game where, you know, if you looked at the Zucker play to Greenway, you know, Zucker could have shot, but he didn't shoot. I think it was Zucker that made the play to Greenway, found that next best play.
As far as Jason goes, what element does he offer that top line? And just, was this kind of what you envisioned when you guys signed him? I mean, just a guy moving up and down can kind of play anywhere?
Yeah, you know, I think, again, a veteran guy that sometimes can, you know, fill in a top role for a limited amount of time. Sometimes the best thing to get your offense going is just move a couple pieces around, and it sparks a little life, and sometimes you find something.
We've talked about penalty discipline a lot, but I assume this is a game where it really becomes paramount with the three guys they have in that power play.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want you don't want to be killing too many penalties against this club. Super scary, super dangerous.
When you play a team, overall they can score goals, but they also this year have allowed quite a few goals. How can you take advantage of that?
Again, it's, we're going to get some opportunities. It is about when you get them that we bear down and take advantage. Whether it's that first goal or whether it's trying to get to that two-goal lead, we will get our opportunities. And it really is about taking advantage of whatever that situation is.
You said you talked to JJ, you know, about what's going on, but I've been around JJ for a little bit, even in Rochester a little bit. He can be hard on himself. Is he starting to get hard on himself? Do you have to be careful to keep an eye on him?
Yeah, you know, he's honest with himself. You know, he hasn't liked his play in the conversation we had. You know, thought he could have finished some opportunities. He didn't finish. I think there's a little frustration. You know, I think anytime you struggle, just make sure the work ethic inside the game is good. Don't let that fall off. Be first to pucks, win your battles, get around net front. I always feel when any player is struggling, if you get involved around net front and there's a physicality and there's a second opportunity, it gets you involved in the game, you start to feel good about your game.